Brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed Advent to you all, and a happy new liturgical year. 1 year in seminary, when I was home on a summer vacation, it was early in my seminary years, I remember meeting a monk of sorts. This was a man who lived religious life. He was part of a religious order. And I remember being struck about how he spoke about Jesus. And the reason that it struck me is because when he spoke about Jesus, it was not as if he was speaking about just someone he knew something about. But he spoke about Jesus as a person that he had a real relationship with. And I'll never forget that day because it was a day that I realized that I did not have a real relationship with Christ. Yes, I was in seminary. Yes, I was studying to be a priest. But thanks be to God for this experience. Because it was the day that I decided, if I'm going to be a priest, I have to know not just about the Lord, but I need to really and truly know him, the person of Jesus Christ. I needed to know him and love him. And I bring up this little story because today we begin a new liturgical year, a new year of receiving God's graces. And just as we begin like our new calendar year on January 1st, you know, we have high hopes for the year to come. We hope it's a good year and it's better than the last. So we should have that same hope for our spiritual lives. That I, as we begin this new liturgical year, this new season of Advent, that I want this year to be better than the last. I want to come to know Jesus and love Jesus better this year. From a very young age, all Catholic children are taught the reason why God created us. And for many of you older folks, this answer will be very familiar. Why did God create us? He created us to know him, to love him, to serve him, and to be happy with him in heaven forever in the next life. So, we are created to know him, to love him, and to serve him in that order, because that's important, right? Because we cannot love, that's number two, remember it's no love and serve, we cannot love God before we know him. Just as we cannot love another person without first knowing them, we must first know Jesus before we can love him. And then if we know him and if we love him, then serving him flows naturally from the first two. This is important because there's many Christians, many Catholics, yes, many faithful Catholics, faithful to Sunday Mass, faithful to confession, that it would be very difficult to ask that question. Do I really know Jesus Christ? Yes, I'm faithful in all the things I need to do, but do I truly know him? Do I truly love him? This is so important because this is the reason for which we were created. You see, we were created to be in a relationship with him, to be with him forever in heaven. And have you ever stopped really to think about that reality? Because it's true. Why did God create me? He created me because he loves me. Now, we may respond, well, yes, of course, Father. God loves me. God loves me because he loves everybody, right? No, it's not true. Or not entirely. God doesn't love you just because God doesn't have this like generic love like, yeah, I love all those people down there and the big earth and everything on it, right? God doesn't have this like generic blasé, really generic love for everything. He loves you, okay? He loves you personally. He loves me personally. Even if you were the only person to walk the face of the earth, Jesus still would have died for you. That's the amount of his love. That is the how personal his love is for you. It's not this generic love, but it is a personal love. And because he loves each of us personally, yes, he does love everyone. That is true. You also may respond, well, yes, of course, Father. I understand that Jesus wants to love me. You know, but how can he really? Because, you know, I have this sin. Or how can he really love me because I have this bad habit or this addiction? Or how can he really love me because I live in this sinful situation? Yes. Even though you are sinful, even though you are addicted, even though you may be in that bad situation, Jesus loves you so that he loves you so that he can forgive your sins, so that he can liberate you from that addiction, so that he can free you from that bad situation, right? This is what being Christian, this is what being Catholic is all about. It is all about knowing and loving Jesus Christ, who knows and loves us first. This is what St. Paul is preaching about in today's first reading, when he says, God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christianity is all about being in fellowship, is all about being in friendship with Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict XVI, our Pope Emeritus, he's a great thinker. He said in his first encyclical, God is Love, he said this in similar words, beautiful words. He said, being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea. He said, being Christian is the encounter with an event, a person, right? Being Catholic is all about this encounter with the person of Jesus Christ, encountering Jesus in the Mass, encountering Jesus when we receive the forgiveness of our sins in the sacrament of confession, encountering Jesus in the Word of God in Scripture, encountering Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. It is about a person and our relationship with him. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, my prayer for you in this new liturgical year, right, is that you take your relationship with Jesus to the next level. Or rather, let Jesus take you to the next level. Do not be afraid. God will do amazing things in your life if we simply open our lives to him and let Jesus truly be our King. And just to be clear, the way to know Jesus and the way to love him, you know this already. We can only come to know Jesus by reading his word, by praying with Scripture, especially by reading the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so how beautiful would it be in this new year to really set that as my goal, to read Scripture, to read a passage or a paragraph or a chapter of one of the Gospels every day, to try to know Jesus, not just about Jesus, but to know him personally. And secondly, we can only come to really know and love Jesus when we kneel in his presence in the Blessed Sacrament, in Eucharistic adoration, and especially at Mass. Many people ask me, Father, I want to develop a better relationship with Jesus. Where do I start? How do I jumpstart my relationship with him? And this is exactly what I tell them. I say, to know Jesus, you must read Scripture every day and be with him in Eucharistic adoration. There's no other way. And God will take care of the rest. Then I promise them, and I promise you, it will change your life. It'll transform your life for the good. You will become more joyful and also more peaceful. You will also come to know how much Jesus loves you, that he loves you and wants to forgive your sins in confession, that he wants to liberate you from everything that binds you, and that he doesn't love you just because you're one of the everybody, but he loves you personally. And he died on the cross and rose from the dead for you and for me, and wants you to be with him forever in heaven. May it be so. Amen.